Wrigley's Spearmint Gum presents The Howard Miller Show. Now here with music on records is Howard Miller.
Thank you very much, Joseph. That was Joseph Foss, the young boy who puts us on every morning and takes us off about 15 minutes later. And we're here, of course, to be put on for Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum, a real swell product that we know always you'll enjoy. I don't know about weather in your community, but all of a sudden the rain clouds dissipated. They flew away some other place, thank heavens, finally, after a week of the stuff. And here overhead today, bright, sunny, smiling skies, looking down on a bunch of happy Midwesterners who deserve a little bit of sun after an awful lot of moisture. So it looks like a real promising weekend for all of us, and I sincerely hope for all of you, and wherever you are and whoever you are, I hope that you'll have Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum as a companion piece. Before we start with the music today, I should like to take just a moment, if I may please, to thank the editors of Time Magazine for one of the nicest compliments that have ever been paid to me. And in the current issue, the April 29th issue, which is now on your newsstand, you'll find a long story all about this show and about the various activities that I engage in the world of the phonograph records and disc jockeying. So for you buyers of magazines and readers of Time, if you'd like to see a very acute appraisal of radio today and of the disc jockey profession, I would commend it to your reading. It's certainly a great compliment, and again, I want to say thanks to the editors of Time Magazine. Let's begin by, first off, today, listening to a young gentleman that we had on our show a couple of weeks ago for Wrigley Spearmint. His name was Ray Bolger. As a matter of fact, it still is Ray Bolger. And he's got this great record called The Cricket Song.
Nothing is as sweet as the song of the cricket. Nothing can compare with his melody. Nothing has a beat like the song of the cricket, filling all the air like a symphony. Folks who go for nightingales and meadowlarks, they're all wrong. 'Cause there is nothing like a little cricket chirping all night long. I will always go for the song of the cricket, where he makes his home. That's where I belong. 'Cause I love the cricket and his song.
Hello there, Mr. Cricket. How are you today? Hey, do you mind if I pick you up? All right, here we are.
My golly, you're a cute little fella.
Tell me, what's your name? Your kid, Davy?
Davy Cricket. Well, what do you know?
What's that? You'd like to do a dance with me? All right, I'll put you back on the sidewalk. You want me to dance first? Okay, then I will. Music, Mr. Professor.
Nightingales and meadowlarks, they're all wrong. 'Cause there is nothing like a little cricket chirping all night long. I will always go for the song of the cricket, where he makes his home. That's where I belong. 'Cause I love the cricket, the cute little Davy Cricket. Yes, I love the cricket and his song.
And thanks to Guy Lombardo for the ending. That's a wonderful record, isn't it? It's out on a Cap label. It features Ray Bolger, just a tremendous genius in the world of the dance and also music. And, of course, his famed record by this time called The Cricket Song. Now, this weekend, will you make yourself a little promise? Promise yourself that you're going to enjoy some of the nice things of life. Now, some of those things might be a drive in the country with the family. It might be spending the time in the backyard or at the picnic grounds. It might be 1,001 different things that we all seek in the way of weekend pleasures. But the one promise that I want you to make is that you be careful wherever you go. And particularly if you're out in your automobile, please drive carefully. And let me recommend for that reason Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum, because when you chew Wrigley and drive, you keep alert. That means that your family, that wonderful family of yours, is safe always. So enjoy the outdoors, but also enjoy safety for your family. And I should like to think that you're also going to enjoy the product that we're so proud to represent, Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. You try it this weekend, you'll have it always. Well, our guest today is a fine young fellow by the name of Randy Starr, and I know you're anxious to meet him, and I'm anxious to talk to him. So let's begin right now and talk to Mr. Randy Starr. Randy, to the best of my knowledge, this is the very first recording attempt you've made, isn't it?
That's right, Howard. This is my first.
And the press agent, and I guess it's more than that. It's much more fact than it is fiction. Tells me the story of how you are actually practicing and a very prominent young dentist in New York City.
That's right.
Well, how does one go from, I know how they go from golf into dentistry or vice versa, but how do they go from dentistry to music?
Well, my story is that I was writing songs before I went to dental school while I was in college. And then after I got out of dental school and after I was in service, a publisher met me and asked me to come back and continue writing for him. And he liked the demonstration records and said, why don't you record? And I said, sure.
You know, this is a very strange thing because we were talking to Gene Austin the other day, who is now prominently identified with the Victor people again, and that's the way his business started. That's the way it also started for Guy Cherney and also for, two or three of the boys whose names slipped my memory right now, who started by either writing or by making demonstration records, and the people liked their voice better than they liked the records they were demonstrating and would sign them up. Well, now, you're not anticipating giving up the medical profession.
Oh, no, not at all.
Well, do you find it in conflict to one another? You can't obviously do nightclubs and theaters, can you, Randy?
Well, yes, I can, Howard. I'm associated with another dentist in New York, and he doesn't sing, so he can take care of the practice.
Take your practice. And now, but the nicest thing in the world is for your patients to come up someday and have a sign on the door saying, the doctor isn't in today. You'll have to come back tomorrow for the filling. Well, now, where does Sammy Kay fit into this picture? I know he does prominently.
Yes, Sammy Kay owns this Dale label. In fact, it was his publishing firm that published the song for me.
Oh, he owns the Dale record
company.
Yes,
he does.
Well, now, is the plan for Dale to expand into a major outlet for young talent like yourself, or are you going to be the only artist on it?
So far, Howard, I am the only artist. We would like to see just how well this record does, and probably in the future there will be more artists on this label.
Let's talk dentistry for just a minute, Randy. You seem like an awfully young fella to be a practicing dentist. How long did you have to go to school?
Well, I was the youngest graduate in my class at Columbia, but I had to go 3 years to college and 4 years to dental school.
So that you had to be young out of your undergraduate days to enter dentistry and to get your degree and your license to practice at this
yes.
tender number of years. Well, now, where was show business before in your life, prior to the time that you wrote songs? Had you done some commercial singing?
Never commercial singing. I had sung in high school and college glee clubs. I had worked on the Columbia College radio station with a program of my own. And I had sung folk songs in camps and hotels during the summer while I was going to school.
But you had never thought that it would be a serious a vocation, more than just an avocation, I presume.
I had only thought that perhaps songwriting would be. I was very serious about that, but it never entered my mind to record.
Uh-huh. Have you turned out any songs that you would call substantial hits, that is, at the writing level, Randy?
No, this record is the first
big thing
recording
that
I've ever had. Both sides, I am co-writing.
Well, I don't mean that you've recorded, but I mean that you perhaps wrote for other people to record, other songs that you had written.
No, I have another song out on Epic Records called Watch Your Step, but it's just been released. I don't know how well that will do yet.
Well, now, if you write music, it goes without saying that you must have studied and under good tutelage and teaching for this profession. Where did you study songwriting or where did you study music?
I did not study songwriting as such. I did study violin for 5 years with a private tutor when I was young. And I got some training, as I said, in glee clubs, singing that way, too.
Had you ever thought that maybe this could become such a major or a dominant factor in your life, Randy, that you could give up the profession of medicine, of dentistry, and go to the nightclub level, the theater level?
Well, Howard, I really would not want to give up my dental profession. I enjoy that work very much. What I'd like to do is devote weekends to it and perhaps evenings around New York and occasionally take the necessary time off.
Of course, maybe this could start a new trend, too, music for anesthesia. And you could sing to your patients just before you put that bit in their mouth, you know, and start grinding away.
I don't know whether my singing would help them or...
Well, at least you could drown out the sound of the drill. Let's give a listen to your record now. This is out on the label called Dale, D-A-L-E. A fine young performer that we've been looking forward to meeting, and finally we have him here in the city of Chicago, and I only wish you could stay for a long while. I'd even let you make an examination of the dentures if you'd stay. Let's listen to Randy Starr with his Dale recording, After School.
After school, after school. Yesterday I waited for you at the corner candy store, the way I always do. After school, the hours passed, the gang went home, I was left there all alone, waiting just for you. After school, waiting for you. Am I a fool to wait for you? True that you had found somebody new to take the place I've known. After school, finally it got so late, I saw I was a fool to wait, so I walked home alone. After school, waiting for you. Just like before, I'm waiting at the candy store, the way I always do. After school, will it be him? Will it be me? I'm wondering who it will be, walking home with you. After school, waiting for you.
That's Randy Starr and his fine recording on Dale called After School. And now I think maybe I'd best be a little bit more professional, say thank you very much, Dr. Randy Starr, for your visit to Chicago.
Thank you, Howard. It was wonderful.
Well, it's nice meeting with you finally, and how about that examination? Now, for all the rest of you, why don't you remember to get some Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum? You know, it's good for your teeth, as a matter of fact. The doctor's sitting right here, and so I don't hesitate in him for a moment to say that Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum is good, because it keeps your teeth clean and attractive. Now, we'll be seeing you next week. I hope in the meantime you're going to enjoy plenty of Wrigley over the weekend, and that most of all, you're safe and careful if you drive. My best love to all the members of your family, those who are perhaps not present for the show, and we'll be seeing all the rest of you on Monday. In the meantime, the star of our show, Joe Foss.
You've just heard The Howard Miller Show, with music on records brought to you from Chicago by Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Be sure to join Howard Monday at this same time when his guest will be Ken Nelson, on the CBS Radio Network, WBBM Chicago. See an unusual drama of violence, romance, and conflict. MGM's Edge of the City, starring a brilliant new talent, John...